January 16 by word of mouth. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Genesis 5:5. Adam's life was one of sorrow, humility, and continual repentance. As he taught his children and grandchildren the fear of the Lord, he was often bitterly reproached for the sin which had resulted in so much misery to his posterity. When he left beautiful Eden, the thought that he must die thrilled him with horror. He looked upon death as a dreadful calamity. Most bitterly did he reproach himself for his first great transgression. He entreated pardon from God through the promised sacrifice. Deeply had he felt the wrath of God for his crime committed in paradise. He witnessed a general corruption, which finally provoked God to destroy the inhabitants of the earth by a flood. Though the sentence of death pronounced upon him by his Maker at first appeared so terrible to him, yet after he had lived some hundreds of years, it looked just and merciful in God thus to bring to an end a miserable life. As Adam witnessed the fast signs of decay in the falling leaf and in the drooping flowers, he mourned more deeply than men now mourn over their dead. The dying flowers were not so great a cause of grief because they were more tender and delicate, but when the tall, stately trees cast off their leaves to decay, it presented before him the general dissolution of beautiful nature which God had created for the especial benefit of man. To his children and their children to the ninth generation, Adam delineated the perfections of his Eden home and also his fall and its dreadful results. He declared to them that sin would be punished in whatever form it existed, and he entreated them to obey God, who would deal mercifully with them if they should love and fear him. Adam was commanded to teach his descendants the fear of the Lord, and by his example of humble obedience lead them to highly regard the offerings which typified a Savior to come. Adam carefully treasured what God had revealed to him and handed it down by word of mouth to his children and children's children. By this means, the knowledge of God was preserved.